Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. He was a $1,200 yearling who became known as El Caballo del Pueblos, the horse of the people. His name was Canyonero II, and 50 years ago today, he won the Kentucky Derby. Foaled on April 24, 1968, Canyonero II was a Kentucky bred with a crooked right foreleg. Because of his poor conformation, he went through the ring at the 1969 Keeneland September yearling sale for just $1,200. He was then resold privately to Pedro Baptista, a Venezuelan businessman who made his fortune in the piping and conduit industry. Baptista then gave the colt to his daughter and son-in-law as a wedding gift. A popular Venezuelan musical trio at the time was known as Canyonero, so named because they were said to be as noisy as a cannon being shot off. The crooked-legged colt was pretty noisy himself. In fact, it was because of the noise he made in the pasture that he was given the name Canyonero II. Commended to the care of leading South American trainer Juan Arias, Canyonero II, also known simply as Canyonero, was undistinguished as a juvenile in 1970. He made a couple of unmemorable starts at Del Mar and eventually returned to South America. Early in 1971, while racing fans in the United States were following the winners of the Flamingo, the Santa Anita Derby, and the Bluegrass, hardly anyone noticed or was even aware of the progress Canyonero II was making in Venezuela. Training and racing in Caracas, some 3,000 feet above sea level, Canyonero was developing stamina and endurance. He was facing older horses, he was racing at the Derby's demanding distance of a mile and a quarter, and he was winning. In the States, the Derby picture was becoming more muddled with each passing week. Champion juvenile Hoist the Flag had been retired with an injury. 8 different prep races at a mile and an eighth had been won by 8 different horses. And the winner of the Wood Memorial wasn't even eligible to the Kentucky Derby. The lack of a superstar in the crop caused one sports writer to remark that anything not bolted to a merry-go-round would be entered in the Kentucky Derby. It was against this backdrop that Canyonero II returned to the United States and headed to Churchill Downs for the Run for the Roses. As it happened, simply getting him to Kentucky proved to be the biggest challenge. His plane caught fire. He got stuck 4 extra days in quarantine in Miami. And he had to take a 20-hour van ride from Miami to Louisville. When Canyonero II finally arrived at Churchill Downs, observers were unimpressed. He stood 16.1 hands and weighed 1,200 pounds. He was pot-bellied. His coat was neither slick nor shiny. His legs flailed when he ran. Yet, as the field entered the home stretch on Saturday, May 1st, 1971, the pot-bellied, crooked-legged colt was about to make history. Chick Anderson with the call.
Canyonero II is driving, then unconscious, then on the rail moving up his full reason. Canyonero II takes over the lead as they come to the wire. They're going to hit the finish, and it's the South American horse, Canyonero II, who is at the Bryant Center.
After rallying from 18th position with a half mile to go, Canyonero II paid nearly $20 as the surprise winner of the Kentucky Derby. It was not a huge upset, but he was part of a 6-horse mutual betting field. At the off-track betting parlors in New York, he paid nearly $60 on an individual $2 win ticket. Proving the win was no fluke, Canyonero went to Baltimore 2 weeks later and won the Preakness Stakes in track record time as the 3-1 favorite, covering the mile and 3/16 in 1 minute 54 seconds flat under jockey Gustavo Avila. A triple crown was not to be. An infected hoof and a skin rash interrupted Canyonero II's training schedule, and his run in the Belmont Stakes resulted in a 4th-place finish. He was sold soon thereafter to King Ranch for $1.25 million, and he would return to the races in 1972 to win the Stymie Handicap at Belmont in 1 minute 46 and 1/5 seconds over reigning Derby winner Riva Ridge, tying the North American record for 9 furlongs. Canyonero II was retired to Kentucky for stallion duty beginning with the 1973 breeding season before eventually returning to Venezuela. He died in 1981. Perhaps the racing historian said it best, who once remarked that Canyonero's victory in the Kentucky Derby was a surprise but not an upset. As one reporter put it at the time, he does everything wrong, but he wins. Canyonero II, the people's horse, winner of the Kentucky Derby 50 years ago today, on May 1st, 1971. Please join me again next week as I take another stroll through racing history, presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.